This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, Jason?
Hands off monkey business. This is where I draw the line. You know who.
Yeah.
Hands off monkey business. It's perfect. Don't change it.
Do we need to hide it somewhere?
Well, everybody knows what that game is. It's not like they went back to the AFC Championship game this year and it went real well.
But they also had some offensive struggles against the Bills. And in light of that, here's Todd Monken on their struggles in the playoffs.
Not really, unless it's an opponent that we were getting ready to play. Then you might look at, you know, that's a big thing with them, how they play other teams, how they play Lamar. So that comes up with whoever that is. But I can only speak to last year, and we didn't play good enough in the second game. You know, we played good enough in the first game. So just having the second game that we just didn't play well enough, didn't coach well enough, didn't call it good enough. And so try to forget as best I can. That's hard because you're always going to have scars. That's just what you do. That's how you learn. That's how you get better. And but the bottom line is I'm worried about this year and who we play this year. And once we get in and – you know, playing our best football then. And you're right, you do play tougher teams. It doesn't matter in what professional sport you get to the playoffs. I mean, you're seeing the best pitchers in baseball, you're seeing the best defenders in basketball, you're seeing the best teams. So, and we are one of those teams, and we need to be able to do it when it counts, that's for sure.
That was right before the playoffs started, obviously.
That was my question.
If we could ask him after the playoffs, he may have said, if my Mook tight end catches the ball and doesn't fumble, we may have won. But alas.
If he had said that, we'd be playing that clip with a liftoff.
Yes.
Let me just tell you.
AI Todd Monken would have said that.
That would have immediately. We would have found a way to do a segment every day on
the
that.
Pass
in
rush.
Perpetuity.
Fake Todd Monken.
Mook of the day with Monk.
Yeah.
Monk's Mook. We could have a lot of fun with that. That should be our goal this year, is to try to get Todd Monken to say the word Mook.
Yeah.
We aim high around here.
Yes, we do. We are very highbrow.
But. That was me asking him about past playoff failures, not all of which were on him because he'd only been here 1 year before. But certainly that was, if we were going to have this segment a year ago, where's Monk and the offense need to get better? Would have all been playoffs.
Yeah.
The offense was not the problem in the playoffs. The offense scored enough points on the road, even with the mistakes that were made. The defense can't make big plays in the playoffs. That's been a problem. The offense made some big plays in the playoffs. Lamar, if you watch football and pay any attention to it, you're not going to be talking about, oh, Lamar can't do it in the playoffs.
So, still needs to cut down on the turnovers in the first half.
The fumble was bad.
And the pick.
But the Bills didn't get any points off that.
Sure.
But you're right. Yeah. But they lost that game because Mark Andrews had two horrible drops and a fumble.
I'll go back to let's snap the ball well.
But the fumble that
you're talking about, you're talking about the fumble to Lamar. Lamar compounded the issue.
He could have
just taken a loss.
This is Lamar.
Yeah, but that's also a play after Mark Andrews drops a yard completion. They had a second and two.
Could have caught that. Ran out of bounds.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah. So
there's that, and we can't blame Monk for what Andrews did.
No. But what do we think we're going to see in year three from Monk?
Well, it's funny. Like, you know, we've been away from it for a little while now. So, like, I'm, I, you kind of replay things through your mind's eye. And I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, were they like maybe not great on second down? Like, you know what I mean? You kind of think like, well, where was there something maybe down distance wise that they weren't elite? Ravens averaged 6.8 yards per play on first down. Next closest was 6.2. They're over a half yard better than, not better than the average team, better than the second best team.
That's incredible.
Second down, 6.8 yards per play. Same as first down, best in the NFL. How about third down? 7 yards per play. Next best team, Tampa Bay, at 6.6. So you're, again, half a yard better than anybody in the NFL. They were third in the NFL in third down conversions at 48.2%. The one from a down situation where it could be better, they were just 53.3% on fourth down conversions. That was 20th in the NFL. And also, now part of this was because the offense was so good they didn't have to. Like, they got a lot of things done on first, second, and third down. Fourth down didn't have to be in play as much. But they only attempted 15 fourth down conversions. That was the third fewest in the NFL. So could maybe they can win fourth down a little better?
It's just crazy.
I mean, I'm picking nits.
It's crazy looking at the numbers because they're first in yards per game, first in yards per play, first in yards per pass, first in yards per rush. Red zone, they were first. They did so pretty much everything so well. And nitpicking here, but this was a big issue for them. Penalties. Penalties, they were horrible with. They were 29th in offensive penalties per game. Fourth most hold offensive holding penalties in football. Or excuse me, third most holding. Second most ineligible man downfield penalties. We know that that can be tough with Lamar as your quarterback. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's one area where they can absolutely clean up and save them from those long down and distance situations. But it's going to be really hard to build off of what they did last year because they were elite in so many different areas.
By the way, just to piggyback on the fourth down thing, I think it was our buddy Jonas Schaefer pointed out that like they kind of figured something out on fourth down late as the season went with the Mark Andrews tush push thing. And remember, they were one of the teams that voted against banning the tush push because of the fact I think they figured something out with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's ways you can evolve and adapt. And if you find that a team has found a market inefficiency and that they're exploiting, then you could try to find a derivation of that, right? Something similar to that, learn from that and make your own packages that mimic it. Or you could bitch and moan and whine and cry to the commissioner and call in favors and try to get it to go away.
Yeah. I don't know. If you get rid of the tush push, I just think it opens up such a can of worms. And the fact if the tush push is banned, then you can't push someone downfield.
Well, when I was a kid,
part
you couldn't
of
do
it, I don't really don't mind.
No, I like that part. But
when I was young, you couldn't push people.
Yeah, I still kind of feel like you shouldn't be able to do that outside of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. By the way, it seems pretty apparent that Goodell wants it banned.
Oh, no, like, he's the driving force.
It's going to be banned next year based on the voting this year.
Probably.
Dude, they're 2 votes away. Yeah. It's going to be banned.
We'll call in more
year.
Favors.
Exactly.
So what kind of, like, you mentioned this the other day, Jason, and I agree with you. More swing passes to Derrick Henry this year than we saw last year? Maybe they get him more involved in the pass game?
I think so. I mean, look, it looks like we're going to have both these tight ends. I mean, dare I again bring up the impossible dream where like they both shine at the same time? I'm not even saying crazy, but like they both have 65 yards receiving. Like they both have more than three catches and 65 yards. I mean, again, not that that's that imperative because they had this unbelievable offense last year and that still wasn't a part of it. But I guess if you're looking for ways, you know, unlocking Likely and Andrews at the same time. I think trying to remain a highly efficient run game, but getting Derrick Henry off his feet maybe a little bit more. Could the offensive line in its totality be better? I mean, that's possible. Lamar took major strides with his deep ball efficiency, but it's not perfect. It's never
better.
It's never perfect. I if they're anything close to what they were last year, it's a juggernaut.
I'd like to see some more pony packages, whether that's Derrick Henry, Justice Hill, Keaton Mitchell thrown in there. But the other thing that, and it's funny because it's partly because of where the Ravens are at in terms of their number one, number two receivers, but where does DeAndre Hopkins fit in this offense, where he doesn't have to be the main thing? We know that it's obviously an upgrade over Nelson Aguilar in terms of the number three receiver. What element can DeAndre Hopkins bring to this offense at this stage of his career?
Well, that's the two variables that because we know basically the offense, maybe the line gets better, but Hopkins being the upgrade over Aguilar, and is Keaton Mitchell close to what he was before he got hurt?
But that's not really a Monk thing. Like,
no,
but it's
a Monk thing in that he'll be more involved in the offense, and he'll be thinking of ways to get him more involved in the offense.
But like, if he's not the same guy, I mean,
But that's what I'm sure he's in his head as he watches him at training camp. If he looks like the guy he was before the injury, he's going to be more involved in the offense, don't you think?
I would like I said the other day when we talked about this Tuesday or whatever. Yeah, like, I mean, I'd like to see him in the slot. I'd like to see him split out wide. I'd like to see him in motion, you know, pre-snap motion behind the line of scrimmage. Like, I think there's a lot of things you can do.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM, and what you got?
Yeah, we're going to take a look at Felix Bautista in his recent struggles. What's a common theme that we've been seeing? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.